Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, friends, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And this is a topic which obviously involves more than just your buddy Tommy and his friends. Now, to set the stage, we had a wonderful meeting of our French Onion Soup Society last night. It was our diversity training meeting with Booker in attendance. And we, he can't say that. Yeah, I can. It was absolutely one of the funnest Monday nights any of us have had in a long time. It was one of those nights where when we left, we all texted each other to say, that was amazing fun. And there's a German word for it. It's Gemütlichkeit. It's hard to put it into English, but it's hard to say it in German. But it was just a great feeling. But one of the things that came up is women. And keep in mind, we have a diverse collection of women in this group of friends. We have an engineer, a registered nurse, a master's degree in education who runs a factory. Don't know who that could be. We have a lot of different women. And women do not want, they don't want men to stand to pee, because we make a mess and we're not even aware of the mess we are making. Okay, now it's kind of like you're a pilot. You ever try to land a plane in a crosswind, where you think you're going to line up for the runway, but you kind of get blown off course and you got to fly in at a crab angle while you're, You ever try to dock a boat with the undertow and you think you lined up to the pier, but you end up on the other side? Kind of that phenomenon is going on, okay? To put it in aviation and maritime terms. And I, until this very day, I didn't know it was Barzini all along. Until today, I did not realize that the women are right. We men should probably sit when we need to urinate, because as clean as I am, now I am disorganized, but I also am clean. I bathe like three times a day, okay? But the floor around my toilet, I looked at it with a black light. I said, I'll be damned. Because I asked my cleaning lady, do you think men should sit or stand to urinate? She said, oh, absolutely sit. Because she said, it goes everywhere and you guys don't even know it. Now, we had a caller the first hour who was kind enough to tell us of the practice of rimming. It's not what you think. It is when you're a guy and you raise the toilet seat, even though you've got this giant target, you still splatter onto the rim of the toilet. And do you think it stops at the rim? No, it goes on the floor, might go on the wall. And again, if you're just joining us, this is not me trying to do shock jock radio. This is not gratuitous potty talk, I promise you. This is a serious thing, because as a guy, We were told as little boys, well, you're a little boy, you stand up to pee. You're a little girl, you sit down to pee. And what I'm finding out now is that the women in our lives, guys, they think we are disgusting in the bathroom with number one. And you know what? I have to admit something. They're right. They are right. And if you doubt what I'm saying, talk to your urologist about forking or spraying or a bifurcated stream. I'm trying to keep this on a high, lofty level here. And if you think that it's just me, it's not. Because the world's foremost authority on germs, hygiene, and cleanliness was the late Pauly Walnuts of The Sopranos.
Ever go to tie your shoes and you notice the end of your laces are wet? From what? Why would they be wet? You go to public bathrooms, you stand at the urinal, even if the lace is dry, and even if you don't touch the body of the shoe, bacteria and virus migrate from the sole up.
You see this on TV?
I gotta watch TV to figure out the world. You look at ladies' johns, you could eat maple walnut ice cream from the toilets. There's exceptions. But a man's? Even if you keep your shoes tied and you're not dragging your laces through the urine.
So if Pauly Walnuts makes this observation, you can take it to the bank. So I got to tell you something. And you know, I think I've lost my man card, but I've seen the needle and the damage done. I've seen the floor. My cleaning lady has illuminated me and has convinced me no matter how much of a crack shot I might be with a Glock or a Kimber, apparently I can't hit the broadside of a barn with the other weapon of much smaller caliber. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I really want to hear from women because I'm trying to be considerate toward women because in our society, maybe this is my old age showing, and if it is, I apologize. It's not intended to be chauvinistic, but a lot of women still get stuck cleaning the bathroom if you are with a guy. I know your relationship may be different, but out of basic consideration for Mrs. Nerd, I'm going to sit when I pee at her house because I have now seen that Wyatt Earp, I am not. Here is John in Grand Island. John, you're on WBEN. What do you make of all this?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Tom. I have to say, first of all, with your age and your eyesight, you should be sitting on the toilet.
Okay, number one, I hate you. Number two, I hate you. Okay, I got nothing. You're right. Especially when you wake up in the middle of the night.
No, and I am in the same boat. I'm 2 years behind you. So one thing I have to say is I'm going to hook you up one of these days, somehow, some way, with an awesome French onion event for you and your friends. I'll take care of, like, I'll make contact somehow, some way.
No, my goodness. Keep in mind, you're going to have a trove of people coming. By the way, speaking of French onion soup, our friends at WYRK, when they recently rated the top French onion soup, they failed to mention the Bowerly scale of rating. My friends at the country station, don't be ripping off my stuff. I'm just sorry. We're friendly competitors. Don't take that seriously, all right? I like those guys. They like me. It's all cool. So
I know we're digressing, but I have to say, one thing you need to do with your French onion soup is a dry cheese Gruyere. An awesome Gruyere cheese needs to be on top. Don't do provolone.
Well,
do
see, I am staying away from French onion soup because I have 20 more pounds to go before I am sexy again and men and women hit on me again. So okay. I've got a lot of incentive.
All right. So what I wanted to say is, you know, I'm in the hospitality business and a chef instructor. And one thing I tell my students all the time is don't don't wipe things off the tabletop onto the floor. Wipe it into your hand, wipe it into the garbage, wipe it into something, and then get it into the garbage. And what happens is, in our industry, our hospitality industry, is people wipe things so much on the floor, and the floors are disgusting. Then those employees go into maybe their own bathrooms for the employee bathrooms, or maybe the public bathrooms. And as they do this, and that stuff that you were saying earlier, peeing on the floor and stuff, you know, accidentally, whatever, what happens is, and then that gets onto the shoes. And then with a food product, going home, you put your shoes outside the door, you have your animals. And I love that you started this today with your 2 o'clock hour. You started with the pets. So the pets will be licking your shoes. And we all know this for a fact. The dogs will be biting the shoes and everything. And a lot of times it's because of the food product that might be on the shoes or something on the shoes. And then they get sick. And then we try to understand, like, what's happening. We don't know. There's so much bacteria from the food product that might be sitting on your shoes for a while. It could be the urine. It could be other things, feces and stuff like that. So we have to make sure that we are in that. This is why we love the Japanese culture, is because they leave their shoes at their door.
They are very smart. And you see, here's the thing, too. And again, this is not gratuitous potty talk, but what do women do in a Johnny on the spot? Do they sit down? No. Women hover. Okay. And obviously, if women are hovering, some of what you have on the floor of a porta potty is not guy pee, it's girl pee.
Yeah. Correct.
All right. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate the call. That was as close to Paulie Walnuts in real life as I've ever heard on this show. Ladies, would you prefer that we men sit down when we urinate? And frankly, I am now seeing the light on this. I have no paperwork whatsoever that even shows I'm a man. But seriously, having seen my own home today with a black light, why's it got to be black? sorry, this is a Bookerism. Having seen my own home today with a black light, I'm not nearly as good as I thought I was. I think I got to sit down to pee, you know? And it's just, it's a little embarrassing, but it shouldn't be, because these are social constructs that we are taught as little boys and as little girls. But the last thing I want to do, if I come to your house and I need to pee, do you think that I want to leave little droplets of Tommy on your bathroom floor? The answer is no, I don't. I'd like to be respectful, and I don't want to get it all over your rim either, which is a problem. And if you sit and you pee and you spray, you should check the rim before you go out of the room, because chances are it's under there as well. I mean, these are things that happen in real life, my friends, and I am now of the conclusion that most women want most men to sit when they pee. One of my very sassy female friends said, "Tom, that's just weird." All right, guys, should we sit when we pee? The women in your life would appreciate it. Some women think, well, I know a lot of women who are very tough, sassy women, and they think that this whole idea of men sitting is weird. But the other women that I know, most of the women I know, say, in the name of all that is holy, guys, sit down, because you're getting it everywhere. Let's go back to the calls. Gene in Amherst on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. My sitting down adventure started several years ago. You had mentioned probably about a half hour ago about getting catheterized. I did not get catheterized. I was stented after I had a kidney stone blasted out of my ureter.
Oy.
So having the stent, you have a little removal device, a string coming out to be removed later. So you cannot not sit down to do number one.
Understood.
So that's when my adventure started.
Like when you pull on the string, it's like you've released the torrent?
That could be true.
I don't know, because I've just been Foley'd, and I know that after you are Foley'd for an extended period of time, You are so inflamed that you can douse the Great Chicago Fire if you need to.
And that's why the stent is involved, because when they blast the stone, there's a lot of inflammation. So the stent keeps the flow moving to allow healing. And then, yes, the flow is perfectly fine. I will say that many, many years ago, a couple decades ago, a good friend of mine who owned a business at the time used to always use his own personal bathroom, would never use the public bathroom at the business. And we got talking one occasion. He was a devout Muslim. And he said that in their religious beliefs, they always have to sit down to do number one. And I don't know the rationale.
I
think it's a cleanliness thing, but it's something to think about. And there's some truth to that for sure.
All right. If you are a Muslim male Bowerly listener, is that true that as a Muslim male, you are supposed to sit down to urinate? I had not heard that before. But it may be true.
Someone calls in.
Maybe it's one sect or another. I don't know. I'm interested in knowing what people's customs are. Thank you kindly, Gene.
Thank you.
I mean, again, I'll just say this one more time. If you're just joining us, this is not Bowerly's trying to get attention. Bowerly's doing shock jock stuff. It's gratuitously potty talk. No, it isn't. This is real conversations that real people I know from every walk of life have had. And I've come to the conclusion that the women want us men to sit down when we pee because it goes everywhere and we don't even know it. All right. My woman forces me now. If I go over to her house, this is after last night, I must sit down to pee. And trust me, she'll know if I don't. She'll know. She's that observant. And is it true that Muslim men sit down when they pee? I had not heard that before. But we'll replay Pauly Walnut's philosophy on this after the news at 5:30. But men, are you willing to sit down for the sake of your woman? Are you willing to sit down for yourself? And again, this is just, it's a reality. Having seen, at the invitation of my cleaning lady, the area around my toilet, even though I'm a very neat and fastidious person when it comes to stuff like that, I was absolutely appalled when I saw it with a black light and a magnifying glass. Are you kidding me? How could I miss by that much? And it hits the water, it hits the side of the bowl, it deflects like a Rick Martin slap shot deflected by Steve Atkinson, you know? Old-time Sabres names for you.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I can believe the way this topic has taken off. It is a topic that just basically happened organically, and I guess organically in many ways. But the thing is, okay, as you know, I am blessed to have a lot of friends, and sometimes the friends are split up into different cadres, okay? Like, there's the Thursday night friends, and then sometimes there's the Monday night friends, and the Saturday night friends, and then sometimes we all blend together. But this conversation has erupted, possibly a bad choice of words, it has erupted in every group, and it's happened lately. And I don't know why, but women are telling the men, "You guys are slobs when you pee. Even if you lift the seat, you are getting it on the rim of the toilet and you're getting it on the floor and you don't even know it." And I thought that was a myth. But I have a black light at home. And my cleaning lady, because I asked her, she is gorgeous, by the way. I was a little bit intimidated asking her, but she's engaged to a friend of mine, and the bro code is always observed. I said, "Do you think guys should have to sit when they pee?" And she said, "Absolutely." So I walked upstairs, and I looked at the floor around my toilet. She hadn't been there yet. It was embarrassing. And I'm not a slob like that. I'm not. I bathe 3 times a day, okay? You get the idea? But I'm going to start sitting when I pee, because otherwise it's an uncontrollable thing. And it is the aviation, it's the equivalent of trying to land a plane on a runway in a crosswind, and you have to get into a crab angle, and you have to use a lot of rudder, and kind of same thing with trying to pee right. And if you try to dock a boat or a sailboat, and you got an undercurrent going on or a wind, you think you're going right in straight, but you end up on the other fella's dock. So, guys, how many of you sit when you pee? And ladies, would you prefer if the men in your life sit when they pee? I think it makes a lot of sense. I really do. And I don't know if this was in a movie. I don't know if it was on some Lifetime movie or Oxygen show. But women lately have been coming out in droves saying, "Guys, you don't even understand what slobs you are." And then here's the challenge. I don't care. You go into the finest restaurant with the nicest people, okay, with Bentleys in the parking lot next to Ferraris. You walk into the men's room. And you look on the floor by the urinal. And, you know, we're supposed to have 5 Great Lakes. Well, there's a 6th one on the floor right in front of you. And there's gale warnings posted. So what do you guys make of all this? I did not realize what slobs we were. And, you know, Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos, in an epic monologue, which we have had to edit to meet FCC standards, Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos was an expert in this. In fact, Paulie Walnuts was really the first tough guy to really talk about men not being good shots.
Ever go to tie your shoes and you notice the end of your laces are wet? From what? Why would they be wet? You go to public bathrooms, you stand at the urinal, even if the lace is dry, and even if you don't touch the body of the shoe, bacteria and virus migrate from the sole up.
You see this on TV?
I gotta watch TV to figure out the world. You look at ladies' johns, you could eat maple warm and ice cream from the toilets. There's exceptions. But a men's? Even if you keep your shoes tied and you're not dragging your laces through the urine.
And we had to cut it at that point. Men and women, give me your take. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Out of respect for the women in my life, I'm going to sit when I pee at their house. Out of respect for myself, I'm going to sit when I pee at my house. Because clearly, although, well, at least before my eye went blind, I was a crack shot with a pistol, I'm apparently not a crack shot where it counts. Here's Tracy in Marilla on WBEN. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. Thank you for being a lady calling in. Is this hitting home with you?
Most definitely. My husband has always sat while he peed, and I thought it was the weirdest thing. And I asked him why, and he says it's more comfortable. But having two boys, one, two, the other seven, you know, when they're first potty trained, they'll sit for several years. And then now that the older one stands, it is all over the seat, the walls, the floor, almost every time. We're like, get in here and clean this.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't quite understand the physiology of this. But when you are a boy in like third grade, you can literally stand 20 feet away and you can arc it 20 feet. I'm totally serious. I remember being at Brighton Elementary School and we'd have contests. And, you know, I think about that today. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what I wouldn't do for that stream. But, I mean, you know, it's a fact of life. What can I say? Again, this is not gratuitous potty talk. But are you going to ask your boys to sit when they pee because they apparently have very bad aim?
Yeah, I just said, and my seven-year-old, he's listening right now with me in the car. I just said, you know, maybe you should start sitting again. Wouldn't you rather not wipe the seat every time after? Because I make him clean it himself, so maybe sometimes it'll register. Maybe I should be more careful. I'm not sure what happens in there. But, yeah, and then but with the guy saying how women, it's all over, because we squat in public toilets, that's why, and we don't have a hose to aim with, so it kind of goes wherever.
Well, no, you hover. You hover. Yeah. Of course, if you're a woman and you're hovering to urinate, you also are going to end up putting a little lake on the floor.
Yeah, it kind of does go everywhere once in a while. But, you know, we have to sit all the time. So there's much more bodies on that toilet than in a men's, you know, toilet. So
I would not sit down with some exceptions. There are some companies that are excellent, but in most cases, I would absolutely not sit down in a public porta potty. When we do music on Main, for example, some of the joints rent a porta potty as an extra bathroom for customers. And, you know, that's an occasion where I think I'll stand as a guy because there's pee on the floor anyway. Like when you open the door, it cascades out like a little falls.
Right.
And maybe slightly.
Bars or door handles really come in handy.
Yes. Yes. I might have used slight hyperbole there, but only very slight. So your husband has always done it. Did he do it before he knew you?
Yeah. He's just always done it, and I thought it was the weirdest thing, but now I'm really appreciative now that I see what happens. And my mom's always complaining about my dad and my brother, and I was like, I don't see the problem, till mine started standing. I was like, okay, I get it now.
You know what? Get a black light. Order a black light, and you can educate your children, and it's going to look like a crime scene with Luminol. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Ladies, do we have any other ladies out there? Because I am under orders, okay, by my woman that if I'm at her house and I pee, henceforth and forevermore, I am to sit down. And she will know if I don't, okay? it to me, it's just it's consideration. Here is 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cletus in Amherst. Cletus, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Well, thank you. I have all the answers for all the men.
All the answers. Oh, great sage of urine, tell us.
Listen, I'm going to tell it to you point blank. I got a white rug in my bathroom. And there is no spots on it. I have a very, very properly shaped urinal in my bathroom. And it works absolutely beautiful. And it's a nice little armrest out there while you're going and if you need it. And if you're a little bit under the weather or whatever. But it does work, and it does not. I do not have a mess on a wall. I have a little wall put up next to the urinal to kind of keep it private in the bathroom. And that wall has wallpaper on it. I never have to wipe it off. It's clean. But the urinal is shaped in such a way it really works. And it saves water, and it saves time. And I agree that if you go on a toilet, it splashes. You do it when if you're taking a whiz in a bathroom on a toilet, and you feel that splashing on your bare legs when you get up in the middle of the night or something, you know that some of that's water and some of that is urine. So it's very unsanitary, and my urinal does not splash at all.
Well,
not a drop.
Great sage of the kidney and the ureter. I ask you, could you take a picture of your own private personal urinal and send it to tom@wben.com? I should like to see this magical device.
It's not magical. It's just very well shaped. It's not a cheap one. It's very expensive, and it's white. It's very nice. And
that's okay. Nice. Expense doesn't bother me. We're talking about cleanliness. But I would like to see what you mean when you say it's perfectly shaped.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. Thank you very much, Cletus. I appreciate it. A lot of people have urinals in their homes, but see, the reason I want to see what it's shaped like is because I've never seen any urinal anywhere that was dry underneath. There's always a puddle. Think about it. Paulie Walnuts was a visionary and ahead of his time. David Bellavia, back, of course, in the saddle this morning, 10 to 2. Thank you, David, for the kind words about my brother and yours truly. David will be back tomorrow, 10 to 2. Then I'll be back 2 to 6 to drive the station into the ground. Tom Puckett is coming up with the WBEN Evening News at 6 o'clock. And every morning, it's Brian Mazurowski and Susan Rose getting you going with everything you need to know. 9 to 10, BMAZ and Beamer. Continuing the conversation of the morning before Mr. Bellavia comes. Right now, we are talking about something that, for whatever reason, a bunch of my friends have all started talking about. Women, you want us guys to sit when we pee, because even if we think we're marksmen, we're not. And I proved that to myself today in my own bathroom with my own black light, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm going to sit to pee from now on. Here is Patricia in Pendleton on WBEN. And I would also like a Coach handbag, by the way. You're on, Patricia. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
I just want to say that when we moved into our house in Pendleton, both of the bathrooms upstairs had to be completely gutted down to the floorboards because there was so much urine stain, it was disgusting. So I told my boys and my husband that once the bathrooms were finished being redone, I told them if they wanted to clean the bathrooms, then they could stand. But if they wanted me to clean the bathrooms, then they needed to sit. And they all sit.
Well, was that a tough sell? Because,
no.
See, a lot of guys feel emasculated. You're going to make me sit to pee like a woman? And frankly, about a year ago, I would have felt that way. I no longer feel that way because I've seen the data. I've seen the evidence.
Well, I think that threatening them with them having to clean the bathrooms was less than emasculated. You know what I mean? It overrode the not being emasculated.
I understand. The fear of hard work was less than the fear of sitting to pee. I was greater. Thank you very much, Patricia.
Hey, have a good night.
Thank you kindly. You too. Let's go to Bill on a cell phone. Bill, what is this all making sense to you?
It makes sense, all the sense in the world. I am about 65 years old, and I have peed sitting down for ever since I was a kid, really. It makes no sense to me. I mean, standing in, I mean, when I go to a public bathroom, you're right. I mean, there's just urine all over the floor. It's disgusting. And it just makes no sense. No matter how good of an aim you think you have, you know, sometimes at the beginning and the end, it kind of shoots off in two different directions. You can't get both those things in the toilet.
No, it's called, my urologist says it's called forking, or to be really, really cool about it, bifurcating. A bifurcating stream of urine.
Yeah, I mean, it just happens, you know, and it's impossible to get them both in there. So it's just so much easier. You drop your drawers, you sit down, let it hang, stand up. It's easier, simpler. It just makes no sense to me why people stand and pee. And, oh, you know, my guy friends, you sit and pee. And, like, they laugh at me like I should be embarrassed. It's like, I don't think I'm the smart one, personally.
Well, I mean, again, I don't know about public bathrooms.
I never sit in public bathrooms.
Okay, that makes me feel better. But
yeah, you but walk into a bar, and it's like I'm walking out of that restroom with other people's urine on my feet. It's disgusting,
sir. You know what? That's the challenge that you and I are putting forth to everybody else listening. Every other guy, if you're going out tonight, even the finest, nicest place, you look on the floor by the urinals. It doesn't matter that people come in from Corvettes, Ferraris, Bentleys, Rolls Royces. You're going to find the sixth great lake right there.
I'm taking the easy way out, man. It's easier. Simple as that. I'm lazy. Bottom line, I'm not cleaning it.
Sir, I think you're also being hygienic, and nobody's going to have to redo your bathroom when you sell the house. I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right. Folks, I never expected to do this topic today, but after the conversation of last night with my friends, which was a follow-up to other conversations with other friends, something is going on in America. Something is happening. In the words of Stephen Stills, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. And we could also merge Donovan into that with Mellow Yellow, but I'm not sure about that. You got it. All right, thanks to Josh Schmidt for a great job at Master Control. Tom Puckett is coming up next with the WBEN Evening News at 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.